the road must have a code that you can live by, and so become yourself, because the past is just a goodbye. Teach your children well. Their father's hell did slowly go by, and feed them on your dreams, the one they picked, the one you know by.
Hello, this is your host, Athena Melville. In this June 21st edition of Education Now, we welcome the return of New Learning Culture founder Carmen Gamper. Carmen shares news about the New Learning Culture certificate training programs on becoming a learning companion to accompany children ages 6 through age 14. Carmen Victoria Gamper is an inspired, self-directed learner and founder of New Learning Culture. She shares simple guidelines for child-centered education and non-invasive teaching. She combines extensive academic training with experience and intuition to accompany parents and teachers towards joyful, sustainable education. Based on Maria Montessori's educational method, Carmen is sharing guidelines for self-directed learning which are adaptable to individual situations. Carmen tells us that a template for self-directed learning environments can include elements of a variety of educational methods which respect the child's inner guidance. Now we will go to the interview, and please join Education Now on Facebook and comment, or on Google Plus and leave us comments. Hello, Carmen, and welcome back to Education Now. I'm so delighted that you agreed to come and talk to us about your new projects there with New Learning Culture.
Well, thank you, Athena, for inviting me again. I feel very honored, and I love to tell you all about it.
Well, and could you tell the listeners what you call these trainings?
I call it New Learning Culture Training, a course for parents and teachers. And the subtitle is Becoming a Learning Companion. And I thought Becoming a Learning Companion says and sums up really the course content, because it's about us adults becoming companions for children on their path of learning. I'm breaking up.
Yeah, you were breaking up a little bit. I don't know whether it's because you're not on a landline. By that I mean that you have a phone.
Yeah.
Should we
try over Skype? Do you think that will be better quality?
No, I
don't have a landline.
Yeah, this is fine. We will just do our very best. And I'll try to deal with it in the editing. So let's just continue here. It's news about the New Learning Culture certificate training level 1 course on becoming a learning companion to accompany children ages 6 through 14. Is that right?
Exactly, yes.
And
that's my upcoming course.
That's your upcoming course. And I understand that these workshops are for parents and teachers.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
And I personally feel that it would be especially helpful for parents who are homeschooling. Would you agree with that assessment?
Yes, I do agree with that assessment. Yes, because homeschooling parents already, you know, are ready to take more responsibility for the education of their child, which is definitely a prerequisite. And they can use all those tools that are being presented to them in the course at home with their children.
Yes.
But also it's useful for people who are in any area working with children, because the tools provided in the course really help adults everywhere to understand children better, to fulfill their general needs better. And so I gave it a summer time, and we're starting on July 15th.
So
there's some more time to sign up and a few more spots available.
So there's a few more spots available, and you're starting on July 15th, on Sunday, July 15th.
Sunday a month.
But will there still be 9 of them is, I guess, what I'm saying.
Yes.
There
will still be.
There will still be 9, so there will be another one in addition to the one on January 6th of 2013.
Yes.
There'll be another one as well.
Yes.
Oh, that's so wonderful. And can you tell the listeners where all these Sunday workshops will take place?
All workshops will take place here in Marin and San Rafael. A beautiful Montessori school.
Uh-huh.
That is really supporting this program, and we can use the school on Sundays and also use their materials and be immersed in the Montessori environment. So people really experience also the Montessori spirit and also have an easier time envisioning, well, how could we take this wonderful Montessori spirit to the next level and add some additional elements that fulfill the children's general needs for free play, for more hands-on work, that's just crafting and arts and things like that.
You know, it sounds so wonderful, Carmen. It just sounds wonderful. So these Sunday workshops are taking place at the Central Marin Montessori School in San Rafael, and where they're open to you're having these workshops, and it's a Montessori environment, which is a prepared environment for children. And so people in that will, having experienced that environment, then, you know, they're sort of going to be infused with a Montessori spirit of follow the child, right?
Right. Yes.
Now, there's another... Pardon?
I'm really inspired by Montessori's original thoughts that, you know, we can find in her books about follow the child and allowing the child to reveal his or her inner guidance to us. And I think what the New Learning Culture course does is really, you know, bringing those that original Montessori essence back to people and back to the approach, and revealing additional tools and skills needed to really let that child's inner guidance be revealed.
Yes. I know that you use in your trainings other approaches beyond the Montessori. You have integrated a lot of the work of other pioneers in education into these workshops. Is that right? Waldorf?
That's right.
Yes. And that, I think, is just so impressive, and I think Montessori would be so happy that you did that, that you're doing that. Now, you're offering another training at Harmony Montessori in Mill Valley, and that is 5 days, consecutive days. Is that right?
That's right. Mm-hmm.
From Monday, July 30th to Friday, August 3rd, and you're going to meet each day from 9 to 4. Now, what would you say is the difference between these two trainings, the ones that are taking place on the 9 Sundays and the one which is 5 workshops, you know, in a row, 5 days in a row?
Well, the biggest difference is that in the week-long intensive training, we won't have any guest teachers. I will do all the activities, all the lessons, all the teachings, all the Montessori material presentations. Whereas in the 9-month long training, we have wonderful guest speakers, an amazing team of educators who were willing to come teach, from the founder of the International Maternity Institute to the founder of the Mindful Education Institute to the founder of IRAS, and we have practitioners of healing arts, all additional tools that help adults with children and with their own sacred child within. In the week long, we designed the week long for people from out of town, because it's a time when teachers are off school, when they can come visit and stay with friends here in the area. And so we responded to that need for people to be able to just be here for 5 consecutive days and receive the essence of the new learning culture approach. Whereas people who live here, for them, it's really wonderful to have this ongoing meetings and networking that is provided by the monthly Sunday meetings.
It sounds wonderful. Both approaches, I think, sound just really wonderful, and that you've taken into consideration the needs of the people who would be interested in participating in these workshops and what they can get out of them. I know myself that the intensive sounds just invigorating to me, and the Sundays sounds so wonderful for my soul. I just totally support both of these approaches that you're taking with New Learning Culture, Carmen, and it's just wonderful and so, I think, needed.
Thank you.
And
thank you, Athena.
How many students do you anticipate will be in each of the workshops?
Well, in the monthly training, I can take up to 16 people, and we're already almost full. And in the week-long training, I can only take 8 people, and also there we're almost full. So I can just take a few more people, and I'm pretty sure it's going to fill up soon now.
Right. So the monthly, you can take up to 16. And I think that's wonderful that you're not going to go over 17. And then in the small intensive, you're going to keep it at 8. Is that right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's right, because it's going to be at a smaller school.
And it's intense.
In New Valley.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. And it's intense, and I want to have time for each person individually, and I want to make sure that everybody gets their needs met, which is one of the big, concerns and wishes for this training. It's based on the participants' genuine needs, because through the training, I would like to reflect our new learning culture approach that we want to bring to the children. We want to fulfill the children's genuine needs. So the same thing we want to do in the training, we want to fulfill the participants' genuine needs. So we're doing that in different ways. One of the ways is that we allow a gliding entrance time in the morning. It starts at 9 a.m., but people can come from 8:45 to 9:15 and then come and make themselves comfortable, get tea and coffee and chat with the other participants and just arrive before they have to sit down in the circle. Also during circle time, we're offering additional activities for self-directed learning. So people can listen to me or the people talking in the circle while they're also playing and exploring the Montessori materials or other materials. We have lots of books available. In the circle, it's never a problem if people want to stretch and, get up and get some fresh air. Because I feel it's very important that also adults let themselves leave the circle. So they'll be easier, allow children to leave the circle if they need to leave the circle. And just allow themselves be who they are and be really authentic in that environment. Because new learning courses at school and environments are really all about authenticity. And what do we really feel inside, what needs to come out in that moment? So while trusting that every participant is there to get most of it and get the essence of the day and to be learning as much as they can, but in their own rhythm and in accordance with their inner guidance and inner emotion.
Yes, you're honoring their authenticity by being authentic yourself and by giving people in the training permission to be authentic. It's beautiful, Carmen.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
Yes.
And I really feel that that was a lot what my training was about, was giving, modeling that authenticity. The trainers did. And so then we were learning that as the guide, as a person who guides, you model that authenticity. And then when the children lead the circle, they are allowing themselves to be authentic. Just, it's beautiful. Now, I think there was another thing. Oh, people who want to register for the new Learning Culture workshops can do so by going to your website, right?
Exactly.
And that's, and I'll say it again at the outro, but it's a 3Ws.newlearningculture.com. And you can register for these workshops online and get more information about fees and other things. Right?
Yes.
Okay.
That's right. And we still also have scholarships available.
Oh, and you still have scholarships available. Now, that's says something important for people to hear, that there are scholarships available if you, by visiting the New Learning Culture website, if you're interested in these workshops and you're thinking, oh, gee, I can't afford it, well, there are scholarships available. Now,
that's right.
I also understand that you offer free monthly discussion groups in the San Francisco Bay Area, and that you and others are exploring the new learning culture paradigm of education, and you're discussing the possibility of co-creating an elementary school that can grow into a middle and high school based on new learning culture values. And are you thinking it would be there in the Marin area of the Bay Area?
Yes, most parents who are interested and would like to see the school for their children actually live here in Marin. In Fairfax, San Anselmo, San Rafael, these are the towns, and Mill Valley.
Right.
So it's going to be somewhat here.
Yeah, it's very exciting. If you're listening and you have children, if you live in that area and you want to see this happen, this is so exciting, these free monthly discussion groups. And where are they held?
They are held in private, beautiful private homes that from parents who would like to see the school emerge. So we have two or three homes where we meet, and people should get in touch with me personally, write an email to info@newlearningculture.com. to find out the address, because it's a private address.
Right.
And we have it very comfortable, and we serve drinks and snacks, and so that's how we also want to provide community along the way and get to know each other, because a new learning culture school is really a community-based school. It's not just a service parents take. It's a school where parents are directly involved and where they can contribute with skills, time, love, all of that.
Yes. Well, you know, I think that parents were really the first teachers that the children have. And creating this kind of community, the child needs this community, and so does the family. And a lot of that has gotten lost in education. And it's wonderful that you found a way to provide that, but at the same time protect the privacy of the people involved by having people contact you by sending an email to info@newlearningculture.com if you're interested in these free monthly discussion groups with Carmen Gamper and other parents in the Marin area. Did I get that right?
Yes, that's right. Mm-hmm.
All right. Now, yeah. I also understand that New Learning Culture is co-hosting the 2012 Freiburg USA National Conference in San Francisco on August 4th and 5th.
Yes, that's right. We're very excited to have this amazing conference here. And I was so honored to be able to help Scott Boltman, the founder of Freiburg USA, bringing this conference for the first time to California. It always used to be on the East Coast for the last years. So we're going to have it in the South San Francisco Conference Center. We have many sign-ups already, only few are left, and I can still give a considerable discount also if people write to me. And they're going to be educators from all over the world. We have people from Korea, Australia, Europe, and we're going to have amazingly experienced verbal educators who are really rare at this time, you probably know.
Yes.
And Scott and I are both concerned with, you know, reviving the verbal lineage and verbal skills and tools because they're still so relevant today, and children love the verbal gifts with their hands-on learning materials just like the Montessori materials. And the folk songs and plays is just something that needs to be revived here and will be a great help to educators in all schools.
Yes, it would be a great, it's a great gift for teachers who do not know his work, and for those who are so concerned about the fact that children may lose even recess, let alone this incredible kind of kindergarten. I had this kind of kindergarten when I was growing up, and I went to a public school because there was just no question that movement and growth and development, human growth and development, were intimately connected, and that the senses were the pathway to the learning of the child. You know, it wasn't just Montessori who knew this. These are hard facts that now neuroscience is proving. And yet so many in public education are disregarding this and the damage that that's doing to children. This is just, I'm so excited that this is happening in San Francisco, and I love it that you will present the New Learning Culture Alternative School Model for pre-K through 8th grade at this conference. So it's wonderful. And I love it that it's heartening to know that these things are happening when there's so much happening that is so terrible. Carmen, excuse me. I was wondering, Carmen, if you feel it would be helpful if persons read your book, The Sacred Child Companion, before they participate in a workshop. Of course, now that first one is happening quite soon on June 15th, the Sunday one start. But do you feel that would really help people if they read that book before participating?
Yes, before or during is fine. But I actually also have great news. The course manual, the New Learning Culture course manual, it's just going to be online tonight.
Wow!
So I'm really excited. excited about that, and it's there for sale, and it's definitely also really helpful for all people who can't come to the course at this time. They can find the whole course program and read it in this spiral-bound course manual, which, you know, it's been a great help to the course participants. As one of the needs that I'm trying to fulfill is that I don't want people to have to take notes or feel they have to take notes all through my talk. So in the manual, there is a lot of that written already, and people can just take their own personal inspiration notes next to what they've already written. The course manual can be personalized.
Yes. So this course manual will be going online at your website, at New Learning Culture website tonight. And this,
yes.
A person who is participating in a workshop can get this material, and then they can add notes to it as they go through the workshop so that they're actually personalizing their manual when they go back. I know that I've referenced materials that I used in training, and what a wonderful idea.
What a wonderful
idea, and what a great gift to the participants of these workshops, Carmen. Really wonderful. Mm-hmm. Oh, well, now perhaps we should, there's going to be 9 Sundays, and is it once a month?
Yes, it's once a month.
Once a month, and starting in July, which will then take it into February of 2013, and then there is a 5-day, and during those workshops that are on Sundays, you have guest speakers coming in, experts in a variety of areas dealing with children and the child and being a learning companion. And in the intensive 5-day workshop, which starts in July, I think. Is that right?
That's right, July 30th.
July 30th. For 5 days in that intensive one, there's not guest speakers, but it's a smaller group. It's going to be no more than 8 to 1. You still have a few spots left. The Sunday workshops, it's going to be 1 to 16, and that's one with guest speakers. If people want to get a learning manual, it will be posted online tonight at the website to accompany them in the journey of a workshop, and that can be personalized. And then there's also the books that you have written, which they can also see online. This is so exciting, all this wonderful stuff happening. And if they're interested in, they live in Marin area, in the free monthly discussion groups, they should send you an email at info@newlearningculture.com. What else do you think? What else do you think we should tell people that they might need to know, Carmen? I told them a great deal about you in the introduction to this interview, and I will give contact information. Repeat that for the outro. But if there's anything that you feel, any information or wisdom that you would like to impart to our listeners.
Yes, Athena. Actually, something comes to mind, something you will like. Together with my friend in Italy, who is an artist, we just created a beautiful poster, which is called The Right of Children at School. And it's an artwork that contains a text that I've written for a big blog, for the Education Revolution blog. And the rights of the children at schools from 1 to 13 starts like that. That children may go to the toilet when needed, that they may have drinking water available, that they may move their body when needed, and that they may learn to take care of personal needs, and so on. And this post is available now, too, on the website, and I've been selling so many already and giving them away, and I'd love to give one to you.
Oh, you don't need to do that, but that's sweet of you to say. I mean, that's lovely. Well, so this poster on the rights of the child, is that right?
The rights of the children at schools.
The rights of the children at schools is a poster on the rights of the children at schools, and that is on Carmen's website, and it can also be purchased from the websites, from newlearningculture.com, the rights of the children at school. And I want to go look at that, and I will post, if there's a picture of it on the website, I will post it at the Education Now Facebook page and the Google Plus page so that people can see it, Carmen.
Okay, thank you.
Oh, yes. It's my extreme pleasure. It's just delightful to have you on Education Now again, and I'm just so excited about your workshops, and I would love to get feedback about how everything went with the workshops and with the Froebel, and with your pursuit of the school in the Marin area. And so perhaps in the future we can do this again. It would be...
Yes, thank you, Athena.
Yes. It would be...
I'd love to keep you posted.
Oh, that's great. That's wonderful. Thank you so much for this time and for being a guest again on Education Now. I admire you so much. And I just send you much cosmic love.
Thank you. Likewise. Really thank you for your work and for having me again. Thank you so much for your support.
Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye.
I really enjoyed that interview. Thanks again to Carmen Gamper for her time and for her work that she is doing with children, families, and guides, as well as the educational community. Carmen mentioned that she is offering scholarships to persons interested in the workshops who are reticent to apply because of finances. Go to the website for more information on the scholarship program. Once again, the programs include one which will meet Sundays, 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. with a lunch break for 9 months, which starts July 15th and ends in February 2013, and another training which begins on Monday, July 30th and ends on August 3rd. Each of the 5 days starts at 9 a.m. and ends at 4 p.m. Persons can register on the website by going to the New Learning Culture website at www.newlearningculture.com. That's all one word, newlearningculture.com. You can register there and you can find out about the scholarship program there. Contact information for Carmen, her email is info@newlearningculture.com. And if you're interested in the free meetings to discuss the creation of a Montessori school in the Marin and San Rafael area, that is what you would do, is send an email to Carmen, or for any questions or comments, you can contact Carmen through the email at info@newlearningculture.com. Our next radio podcast will feature educator and author David S. McCabe. We will focus on his work with the children of immigration and his new book, Without Sin. This show will be posted on Thursday, July 5th. You can listen and download shows from Education Now free anytime at the website. And please do join us on the Education Now Facebook page or on Google+ to leave comments and join the conversation. Education Now is a production of the Hermeneutic Institute for Holistic Health and Education. Education Now podcasts are listed on the American Montessori Society website at www.amshq.org. Look in the local events pages. Until next time, this is your host for Education Now, Athena Melville, reminding you to follow the child and sending cosmic love to you all.
You are on the road, must have a code that you can live by, and so become yourself, because the past is just a goodbye. Teach your children well, their father's hell did slowly go by, and feed them on your dreams, the one they picked, the one you know.